Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to share what I is the simplest definition of success that I have come across that made any sense to me. And I'm going to ease into it. What even prompted this as a topic was I was watching a video on YouTube of Warren Buffett, and it's not clear who he's speaking to in the video, but it sounds like he's speaking to a class of young entrepreneurs, because he says to them, effectively, when you get to the end of your life, when you're 70, I think was the age that he threw out, how you evaluate success is going to seem like an important question. And he said, and I can tell you that you're not going to evaluate it by money. And he went on to give the example. He said, look, you can buy the same mattress as I have. So, you know, there's not a – now, as it happens, I know that you can actually spend a lot more on mattresses than Warren Buffett probably does. But essentially what he was saying is, look, you can't buy a better night's sleep. He said, you know, in terms of where you eat, he said, you know, I'm going for fast food after this talk. He said, the only difference between you and me is we're both going to eat at Dairy Queen. I just happen to own the Dairy Queen. Now, okay, he was being cute, but again, what he was pointing to was pretty sound, which is that, you know, where you eat or don't eat is rarely a huge – you're not going to evaluate your success in life by that. And he went through and debunked a lot of the financial markers for success, and essentially told the group, look, you're going to be financially fine. You know, if you're reasonably bright and you're willing to apply yourself, you can do fine financially. He said, so that's not really a valid definition of success. He said, when he said health isn't a real measure, because it's there's an element of just grace to it. You whether you're healthy or not, yes, your choices play into it, but a large part of it comes down to genetics and fate. He said, so ultimately, when you get to 70, when you get to a certain age, you start to see that the only valid definition of success is how many people love you. And he said, it's the one thing that with all his money as a, you know, multi-billionaire, you know, he that money really can't buy. He said, it can buy you sex, it can buy you companionship, it can buy you lots, but it really can't buy you love. He said, the only way to be loved is to be lovable. Now, what's interesting, because I saw that and that was great. My wife was watching it and she really liked that. And what's interesting about it is what makes us lovable. And one thing that's for sure is trying to be lovable does not make us lovable, right? In other words, you know, doing things that people would like does not make us lovable. Pleasing people does not make us lovable. There's really nothing we can do to become lovable, because lovability is part of our nature. And the reason I say that is everybody falls in love with babies and puppies and kittens, at least one of those three groups. If you are not somebody who falls in love with either babies and or puppies and or kittens, I don't know what to say. But most of us, we know. It's just, God, they're so lovable. And there, it's partly a kind of an innocence. It's kind of a purity. And a lot of it is just they're full of love and they're full of life. Well, we are born full of love and full of life. And for a lot of people, that loving aliveness gets covered over by decades of thought and preoccupation and obsessing in the mind. And the only reason that we don't have that experience of being filled with love and aliveness is because of all the thinking sitting on top of it. And that's also the only reason that people don't experience us that way. Now, while that's a pretty cool definition of success, it also made me think of what I call the simplest definition of success. And it came from a book called Second Chance by Sid Banks. And most of you who listen to these podcasts know Sid Banks was the the theosopher, who Scottish mystic, who first sort of described the world in terms of mind and consciousness and thought and these underlying principles that I talk about week to week. And in the book Second Chance, there's two characters sort of sitting on a stone wall in Hawaii looking out over the ocean at sunset. And the one is sort of the seeker and the other is the sort of the wise man. And the seeker is the narrator. And he says, "We sat in silence for a while. Then I inquired, 'What is your idea of success?' He, being now the mystic, he looked out to sea as if he were pondering. 'Simple,' he said. 'Happiness and contentment.' 'Is that all?' I inquired. 'Just happiness and contentment?' 'Yes,' he replied. 'Don't you think that's enough?'" Now, when I first heard that, I was a little bit dumbfounded. And my response was, "Well, no, that's not enough. I mean, happiness and contentment and a level of achievement in business and a certain level of financial stability and blah and blah and blah and blah." But the more I sat with it, the more I realized that I could have every external marker of success, including 37 people who loved me, 37 million people who loved me. And if I wasn't happy and content, none of it would matter. And I could have no financial markers, no business markers, and no people who loved me. But if I was happy and content, I would feel like my life had been so worthwhile. What if happiness and contentment are the measures of success? And what if happiness and contentment don't come from what you have or don't have, do or don't do, think or don't think? What if happiness and contentment are our natural state? And they just get covered over. And as we settle down in our minds, as we get more present to ourselves, to life, as we begin to understand the nature of thought and how it creates whole realities that we can be lost in for years at a time, and then wake up from, just like that, we start to see that not only is happiness and contentment a beautiful definition of success, it's attainable for all of us, no matter what, no matter where we started, no matter where we've been, no matter what we think, do, or have. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.